Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning to you. It is a Wednesday morning. Ethan and I, the lone occupants of the studio this morning. Dan Buck has the day off. We're getting help from our friend Patrick with the news this morning.
Dan, Stewart.
Stewart, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. And Dan will be back tomorrow and Friday as he continues filling in for Kim St. Ange. We love the fact that he had some availability to do this while Kim is on maternity leave, but he does have other things that take him away from us on a weekly basis. And he's even got a vacation. How in the world did he manage to get a vacation? Can you tell me that?
I don't know.
He got a vacation coming up the first week of November. He'll be out all week. We'll probably get Scott J. Gow and a few other folks to help us out during all that. So anyway, just want to let you know what's going on. Sue Thomas in here with us this morning. We got Drew Young in here. We're going to get to your other news for you coming up here a little later in the show. There is, as usual, here we are 22 days into a government shutdown. You heard, if you missed the soapbox earlier, we talked about the lies that are going on about this, why it continues. It's the Republicans' fault, but the American people aren't buying that. And I think it's a fascinating display of audacity. Would that be the best way to put it? Audacity on the part of Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries to keep going out every day and claiming this is the Republicans' fault. Every single Republican voted to keep the government open. Almost all but two Democrats voted to close it down. And therefore, you can't get to 60. So what are you supposed to do? In the meantime, Donald Trump and Russell Vogt are having a ball. They're having themselves a ball. If it continues till this Friday, they're going to cut a bunch more stuff because they can get away with that when the government is closed. It sucks if you want to go to the arch or something like that. I pointed the wrong direction. If you want to go to the arch or something like that, that sucks. You can't do that right now. And there are going to be people coming up again at the end of the month not getting a paycheck. And that sucks. But only one party carries the blame for this, and that's Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. And it's becoming more and more obvious. And I don't think they can hold out very long. I'd be really surprised. Now, I was the 10-day guy. I thought this would be over 10 days. I was wrong about that. Buck thought 17. He was wrong about it. We're at day 22. I think by early next week, they'll get this figured out before that next pay deadline happens. So the military troops got paid on the 15th, and the next paycheck would come then, what, on the 30th or the 31st, somewhere around Halloween? I think they get it fixed before then. They'll come back and open it and claim that they got some big commitment from the Republicans to save Obamacare. I think maybe we have a golden opportunity here. Just saying, I don't know if the Republicans will take advantage of it or not, but they do have a golden opportunity to play Lucy and make the Democrats Charlie Brown this time around. What do you think about that? So we're going to get to Mary Vogt a little later. She's with the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk. We'll talk a little bit more about the Trump Justice Department filing some charges against Antifa, which I think is long overdue. And the fact that they finally got permission from a judge to leave those National Guard troops in places like Portland, which is crazy. Coming up at 7:35, our friend Jane Puskar is going to be here. She's on the school board out in Francis Howell. She's one of the few remaining on that board with a little bit of common sense who wants to police some of the books that we're making available to our children filled with obscenities. And the other board members treat her like she's out of her mind until she starts reading some of the excerpts out of those books, and then they all get embarrassed and want her to be quiet. So we're going to get her live on the air this morning in studio at about 7:35 to talk a little bit more about that. And our buddy Jimmy Failla, who's now a regular on the Mark Cox Morning Show, is back this week. He's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour today, which should be his normal time period. Last week we had to take him at a different time because Big Fox stole him for something, but we've got him this morning at about 8:20. And by the way, he's coming to town, in case you didn't know that. Jimmy Failla is going to be here, I think, in January, and you have an opportunity to go to our website and find out more about it. You can buy tickets at 971talk.com/events. 971 FM Talk is going to be a big supporter of Jimmy's appearance here. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, just a quick reminder, this weekend there's a big event going on, and if your life has not been touched by Alzheimer's, raise your hand. I doubt that there are many people in the sound of my voice who don't know someone who's been ravaged by this horrible disease. And the Alzheimer's Association is constantly trying to raise money for research to end Alzheimer's. They're having a big walk to end Alzheimer's this Saturday. Registration opens at 8. The walk starts at 10 a.m. They got more than 3,500 people planning to walk, and you have an opportunity to take part in this. Hopefully you can go to alz.org/walk, and you can sign up. It's going to be Saturday out at the Chesterfield Amphitheater, the St. Louis Walked In Alzheimer's. It certainly has affected me with my father, and that's why I helped Tom Shaw last weekend with his fundraiser, which was to support Alzheimer's research. So if you can help out, please do that. That would be great. All right, still lots to get to this hour. Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Yeah. And ambitious.
And ambitious. And agile in the sense that he is a chameleon who makes right. himself into whatever he thinks the audience wants to hear from him.
Wow. Who do you think she was talking about there? That was Peppermint Patty, Jen Psaki, former spokesperson for the Biden administration. Who do you think she was talking about? Sure sounded like she was talking about Gavin Newsom, who's the biggest political chameleon I know. But oh no, Peppermint Patty wouldn't say that. She's trying to allege that J.D. Vance is some sort of a Manchurian candidate. The left is eating itself here. They've completely lost their minds.
It is against the law to enroll in the Affordable Care Act, Medicare or Medicaid.
They're not enrolled
if you are here illegally.
They're giving benefits, medical benefits, to illegal immigrants, and they are asking the federal government to fund a portion of those benefits.
Yeah, that was Trace Gallagher calling out Senator Chris Coon on all of this, because the lie that the Democrats are not giving health care to illegals is just that. It's a lie because they are.
Today, I'm calling on every Senate Democrat to stop the madness, to let our country get back.
Yeah, President Trump yesterday, when he was talking to all the Republican senators there, with the construction going on in the background of the new ballroom that's driving the left nuts. And he's like, hey, you got to get back to reality here and reopen the government.
Rise is one of only a handful of clinics in the country trained to provide abortion care in all trimesters.
Yeah. Isn't that great? That is a new ad running for a controversial abortion clinic in Colorado. They're running this ad nationwide to try to reach out to states where maybe you can only get an abortion up until the first trimester or something like that. And obviously, that's not Missouri right now because we ensconced abortion on demand until birth into our Constitution. Hopefully, we can fix that next year. In the meantime, you gotta put up with this obnoxious clinic that's starting this month. That's what their ad says, is taking new customers. All the way up to the date your child is completely viable outside the womb, they will perform an abortion to murder your child. How can this go on in the United States of America? I just can't envision a human being that would think that's okay. I can't. If you get in a car wreck, you're driving drunk and you kill a woman who's pregnant, you get charged with two murders. But the same woman could drive to Colorado to this abortion clinic and have her baby killed at 9 months. I'm not making it up. Here's part of their ad. Listen to this.
Rise Collective, reproductive health, inclusive care, support, and empowerment is now seeing patients in October 2025. Colorado has led the way in reproductive freedom for decades. Abortion was decriminalized here in 1967, codified into law in 2022, and in 2024, enshrined in our state constitution. That means anyone from any state or country is safe seeking abortion care in Colorado. At Rise Collective, we believe that any reason you have for needing abortion care is yours, and it is the right one. In Colorado, there are no restrictions on when you can receive care. But while the law is clear, access is not. Rise is one of only a handful of clinics in the country trained to provide abortion care in all trimesters.
Unbelievable. I guess maybe they just smoked too much dope in Colorado and thought this was the next greatest thing to do. That's kind of where the country seems to be headed. I thought I would enlighten you on that this morning in case you had missed it. All right, back in a minute. We'll talk a little bit more about the Golden Ballroom that the left is also having a little meltdown over when it comes to Donald Trump's expansion, which isn't costing the taxpayer a dime. We'll be back in a minute. All right. You know, Zero Res wants to help you out. I know you got people coming in for upcoming parties. Maybe you're having a Halloween party at your house. Maybe it's Thanksgiving is the next big thing that's happening there. Get your carpets cleaned this month. Call Zero Res right now. I'll give you the number in a second. You can get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned and save yourself $40. $40 back in your pocket to spend on the party. $129, 3 rooms of carpet cleaned, 15% off air duct and dryer vent cleaning while they're there. The great thing about Zero Res, no harsh chemicals, no soaps like the other people use, and therefore you can use it on just about anything. I mean your vents, your dryer vent cleaning, which is a necessary thing, your tile, your rugs, your upholstery, basically every surface in your home can be Zero Resified, cleaned up, gotten all those little particles out. These are why they're the cleaning pros at Zero Res that you need to use. They're the ultimate carpet cleaners in St. Louis. Call them at 314-474-2020. Over 5,900 Google reviews with a 4.9 rating or better. Ask for the 97.1 special. Go to ZeroResSTL.com.
License number E2014A.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Dad, that's what Grandpa Rip always said.
That's right. 50 years ago, Grandpa started Grasser. And whenever a customer called, he'd smile and say, "Hey, it's good to see you."
Hey, it's good to see you.
It was his way of treating people like neighbors, not numbers. That's why we still say it today.
Green is always Grasser at GrasserHomeServices.com.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Attention St. Louis Medicaid residents in need of care at home. If you need assistance with daily activities, you can receive in-home care from a loved one that lives with you and they get paid. Through Medicaid, Freedom Care allows you to choose who provides your care at home in St. Louis
and they get paid weekly. Available to eligible Medicaid members in St. Louis.
Call now to check your eligibility. It can be your daughter, son, a close relative, or trusted friend helping you with cooking, transportation, laundry, and other activities in your own home. You get the help you need, and your caregiver gets paid. Freedom Care has over 7,000 five-star Google reviews and is a leading choice in St. Louis for in-home care. If you have Medicaid and want to receive great care from a loved one, go to freedomcare.com or for faster service, call 314-597-1749. 314-597-1749. That's 314-597-1749. Freedom Care, we're here
for you. From the Gateway City to the front lines of freedom, this is the Mark Cox Morning Show. 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah.
In the mind of the back city, everyone attacked. And it turned into a ballroom blitz.
A ballroom blitz. Imagine that. Wow. What do you think we're going to talk about in this segment? The ballroom. The big, beautiful ballroom. Maybe we need to play that AC/DC song goes with that. But regardless, I have been amazed at the people who have been online, all these people, all these Democrat officials complaining about Donald Trump updating the White House. It's been done a dozen times at least since the turn of the last century, since the 1901, 1910, I think they updated part of it. They added the West Wing at some point, the middle of the century. It's been updated repeatedly. Now, I don't know about you, and I'm not bragging here. It's not like I'm name dropping, but I've been in the East Wing of the White House. I got to go there and cover when Stan Musial got the Medal of Freedom Award when Barack Obama was president. What was that, 2012, I believe, is when that happened? So I got to go there. Got the press credential, got into the room, and it is tiny. It really is tiny. It's not the size of a medium-sized meeting room in one of the many local convention centers we have around here. It's not a big room. There's no room in there really to have state events that aren't crowded. They have to go to a different room for the dining area, and it's just not a great setup at all. And the fact that Donald Trump, he said he wanted to do it his first term, he's going to do it this time. And when people like Hillary Clinton get their nose out of whack over this, I just have to say she had a meltdown over the big, beautiful White House ballroom. She had to send out a nasty tweet about it. It's not his house. It's your house. And he's destroying it, she said. And the president's made it very clear it's not going to impact the current building.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It'll be near it, but not touching it. Pays total respect to the existing building. And personally raised $250 million from donors to pay for it. The taxpayers aren't even paying for it, but someday your grandchildren are going to be watching state affairs being held in this big, beautiful ballroom attached to the White House. What is to be concerned about here? I don't get it. And of course, neither does Josh Hawley. I was glad to see him out commenting on this last night. Go to cut number 10, please.
By the way, Laura, I love this that, oh, it's history being destroyed. History? These are the people who for the last 4 years have torn down every statue of this country's history they could get their hands on. George Washington tore it down. Thomas Jefferson tore it down. Theodore Roosevelt tore it down. Christopher Columbus, we were told, was an oppressor and tore it down. And now suddenly they're the great defenders of history. Give me a break. They hate Donald Trump. They hate everything he does. The fact the president is doing this on his own dime, Laura. I saw it today. It looks fantastic. I'm delighted he's doing it, and I love seeing these liberals melt down.
Oh, no. And Applebaum was like...
Yeah, me too. Unloved Laura Ingraham there, obviously, last night. So all the senators were there yesterday. They were in the Rose Garden area, which the president's... spoofed up as well. He's got that walk of fame there with the pictures on the wall that leads up to Joe Biden's auto pen is his picture, which I thought was a particularly creative dig because we're going to be hearing more about that hopefully in the future based on what Ed Martin had to say about it yesterday. So good for him. Get that thing done. Get it built with private money. They're going to let government oversight agency look at it while they're building it, but it's not involving any government funds whatsoever. Who could ask for more? He doesn't even take a salary, but the left still hates him for it. Unbelievable. It really is. Coming up, we'll get to our friend Nicole Murray with this morning business in just a couple minutes. Gold dropped and the stock market went up yesterday. Go figure. We'll get to more on that for you in other news at about 6:45. Sorry, I was rocking out and forgot to talk there. Hey, you know, anytime I see George Stopodopoulos get schooled, I have to play it for you. It happened yesterday with the CEO of Walmart. So they got the CEO of Walmart on there on ABC News, the morning show yesterday with George Stephanopoulos. And George needs to try to make a political point because George knows more than you do. So he's telling the CEO of Walmart, what are people going to do at Thanksgiving? Prices are up everywhere, including turkeys. And this guy set him straight with a smile on his face, and it was silence from the other end of the microphone. This guy needs better researchers. Listen to this.
And let's talk about Thanksgiving first. Food prices are up, especially turkey. So what are you doing to help customers keep the cost down?
You know, first, we started putting together this idea of having the entire basket easy to purchase, easy to assemble back in 2022. And this year, we will have the best prices on this basket we've had since the program started. We're down about 25% from last year, down about $14 for the basket, which puts us in a position where this basket is just under $4 a person when serving 10 people. Mm-hmm. So we have a great basket that has a mix of our great brands, like Butterball turkeys. Our turkey prices, George, are all the way back to what they were in 2019.
George Stephanopoulos didn't know what to say. He leads into it with the lie that food prices are up hugely this year, including turkeys. How will people afford Thanksgiving? And guy's like, our turkey prices are the lowest they've been since 2019. What are you talking about, George? Dude needs to hide. Maybe that $16 million they gave to Trump, they had to cut their research staff. I'm going to just write it off to that. Well, don't you think that could have been it? That could have been it. Let's give George the benefit of the doubt. Said no one ever. All right, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, how are you?
Oh, I'm dragging. I've been up since midnight.
Oh no! Was there an emergency or some sort?
I just got some stuff going on, so it messed with my sleep, so I'm cranky and all that.
I'm sorry. You poor thing. You didn't get in bed at 4 yesterday. I know what's going on.
I know. I need my beauty sleep.
So yesterday, while you had stuff going on, like the bottom dropped out of the gold market, I see silver drops and the stock market goes up. I've studied this stuff, and I still don't understand what happened yesterday.
there is not a lot of rhyme or reason to what the stock market does. I've learned to stop trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I get it.
And just kind of report on what happens. So,
all right. So what's going on out there then?
All right. So futures are mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 218. The NASDAQ down 36. The S&P 500 closed flat. More than 200 apartments will soon be built in St. Charles after the city's zoning commission gave the project its approval, clearing the way for construction to begin. Aligned Equity Group and St. Louis County-based Clear Path Development have built more than a dozen senior living facilities and multifamily housing complexes throughout Missouri, Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky. OpenAI has unveiled ChatGPT Atlas, a long-anticipated artificial intelligence-powered web browser built around its popular chatbot, in a direct challenge to Google Chrome's dominance. The launch marks OpenAI's latest move to capitalize on 800 million weekly active ChatGPT users. Looking to boost sales this holiday season, Toys R Us is once again opening new stores. The new retailer announced it will open more than 30 locations in the U.S. for the winter holiday season, including 8 flagship stores and more than 20 temporary seasonal shops. Toys R Us filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2017 and then again in 2018. American Airlines customers will soon have a new reason to wake up and smell the coffee. The carrier is set to switch to Lavazza premium coffee blends both on board and in its lounges. The airline previously served coffee from the brand Fresh Brew on board and various providers across its lounge network. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports Ford is calling 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. due to a rearview camera issue that could potentially result in a distorted, intermittent, or blank image when the vehicle is in reverse. The recall covers vehicles such as the Explorer, Escape, Mustang, and more. And finally, a new study says that smart people get irritated more easily. Intellectuals simply notice more flaws around them, and they can't just pretend everything is fine.
That explains a lot. That's why I'm on edge so often.
That's why you're always irritated, always bothered. Leave me alone.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
I hear you. I don't know. But what drives you nuts the most? Like, what's your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve is, honestly, on a daily basis, bad drivers. Yes. I'm sorry, but I can't, when somebody passes me in the right lane, and not because I'm in the fast lane and not going fast enough, but I see people weaving in and out of traffic, passing in the far right lane to get around, it drives me crazy. I'm like, did nobody ever teach you to drive? My wife always says, you know, waving your hand at them as they go by or throwing your hands up is not teaching them anything. And I'm like, yeah, probably not, but it makes me feel better.
You got to get it out, right?
I got to get it out. Like, that's why they put horns in cars, so you could express yourself more clearly.
And teach those who don't know.
They don't. I don't get it.
I can't stand it when people crack their knuckles. I can't stand it. I don't know what it is, but something about that irritates the crap out of me.
You know what it is for my wife? And it's probably me, number one. But number two, for my wife, the irritation is if I have a piece of gum in my mouth, I'm popping bubbles, drives her insane.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah. She can't stand it. Like, she won't let me chew gum if we're in church or at a wedding or something, because she's afraid I'm going to do that.
Well, obviously, in church or at a wedding, don't chew gum.
Well,
I don't get that.
Well, no. You can chew gum or something to keep you awake in a situation like that. You know what I'm saying?
You're falling asleep at someone's wedding?
It's happened.
You irritate me.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'll chew gum at one of my daughter's performances. Not because I'm about to go to sleep, but just because you don't have bad breath, and she's constantly afraid I'm going to start blowing bubbles.
Well, you tell your wife I understand why she's irritated by you.
You and every other woman I've ever worked with. Including Tricia Siegman, if she's listening this morning. She used to hate when I chewed gum. Yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, we mean it with love.
I know you do. I know you do. Yes. Well, I hope you get a little rest today.
Thank you so much.
All right, Nicole. Thank you. We'll talk to you on Friday. All right. Yeah. I don't know. Ethan, what's your pet peeve that your wife has? What's her biggest pet peeve with you?
This is going to sound bad, but when I breathe... And I don't mean that as a weird thing like that, but I'm a total mouth breather, and she's just like, oh, my God, close your mouth.
Because you breathe.
Right.
That's a pet peeve. Yeah. With my wife, it would be me smacking my gum or popping gum when I'm chewing, among many other things, but that would be number one, I think.
I'm sure I've got a lot of other ones for my wife, but that's the first one I could think of.
For me, hers probably is, I'll get up on a Saturday morning. I don't have a lot going on. Like, I'm finally got a day I can relax. I'm all that. And here comes the question. What do you have going on today? Because you know what comes next. Like, if you don't have a ready-made answer for what's going to occupy your day, she's about to occupy it for you.
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do, honey. What is it you need me to do? You need me to dig a hole in the garden? No.
Wherever you want to go.
I'll go do that. Absolutely. All right. Coming up, we will get to In Other News in the next hour. We're going to get Francis House School Board member Jane Pushkar on here and a concerned parent because of the content, the obscenity they found in some books in the library out there. Nobody seems to care about it until you start reading it out loud at a council meeting. And then they suddenly get red-faced and they don't like what you're doing. So we're going to get to that for you coming up at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
You know, parenting just seems to be more difficult than ever these days. I just have to say, now I'm an old guy. I've been married for 32 years, so I don't have to use dating apps or anything like that. Of course, I'm familiar with the names of them, like Tinder and all the hookup apps. There's a new one called, well, just because I've seen them in the news, but there's a new one called Wizz. Have you heard of this one?
No.
W-I-Z-Z. And there's a warning out for parents today that if you've not heard of it, check your kid's phone. It is like Tinder for kids.
What?
So teenagers are using the app to hook up with each other, and unfortunately, it has attracted the attention of adult predators. So you need to make sure that you're checking your kid's phone occasionally. And the New York City teens told the Post, it's in the New York Post, that Wizz, W-I-Z-Z, is advertised for ages 12 to 18. It's similar to a dating app in the way you swipe through profiles, and that some underage users are relying on it to arrange hookups with strangers, including adults. There have already been multiple arrests across the country of adult predators sexually assaulting teens that they met on the app.
Ugh.
So there you go. Parenting not getting any easier, but we'll do our best to inform you when we find out about things like this. Check your kid's social media. Sure.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, it sounds like they're all underage and then like predators.
Oh, of course. Predators are attracted to that. Of course.
Yeah. So
crazy.
So Michael Jordan made his contributing debut to NBC. I guess he's going to start doing that with Mike Tirico. And he talked a little bit about the first time he picked up a basketball in years. We got some audio for that.
Okay, let's hear it.
Or do we?
Is it not working?
Do you ever pick up a ball and just shoot?
I haven't picked up a ball in years.
No, come on. Just like walk past. There's got to be a hoop somewhere at your place.
You don't see a hoop anywhere around here, right?
I don't. Like, seriously, it's the last time you picked up a basketball and shot it.
I was at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And I rented a house from the owner.
Sure.
He came over to do pictures. He had grandkids. And I was meet and greet, thank him for allowing me to stay in the house. And he had a basketball court. He says, I want you to shoot one free throw. I said, really? Now, I already paid for the house. It's not like he got to see me. So when I stepped up to shoot the free throw, it's the most nervous I've been in years.
Stop it.
In years.
Stop it. Come on.
And reason being is those kids heard the stories from the parents about what I did 30 years ago.
Right.
So their expectation is 30 years prior, and I haven't touched the basketball.
I hope you swished it.
Absolutely.
Of course.
I love that.
Did he make a bet on it? Because that's Michael Jordan.
I'm sure he did. But he's been absent from any, like, NBA contribution on, like, TV. So it's good. I mean, it's good to have him because, I mean, kids these days forget.
They want to hear about the GOAT.
Yeah.
They're all confused that the GOAT is somebody named LeBron James.
I mean,
but we know that it's not, right? We know it's Michael Jordan.
Well, that's your opinion.
I know. I'm just kidding. I do that to goad my son and his buddy. The dad, we have a group text, and all the time I'm sending him stuff about Michael Jordan being the GOAT, and they're arguing with me about why he's not. And I'm like,
yeah,
you never saw him play. I'm just telling you.
That's fair. You remember watching him play?
I watched him play. I watched him play at Detroit. I went up and saw a game in the 80s, so I got to see him. I got to see him in action.
He was awesome.
He was absolutely awesome. So this is a little embarrassing. in the Miss Universe contest, they announced the 22 finalists, and of course it's loud in the building, and Miss Panama moves toward the front when everybody got announced, and the announcer had to say, "Excuse me, I beg your pardon, I announced Miss Grand Paraguay, not Panama." So the girl had to kind of fade back into the background after all of this happened, and it was
horrible.
It was a horrible study because they had walked all the way to the front of this long stage. So she had this long walk of shame. She had to turn around and walk all the way back to all the other losers. So.
Well, at least Miss Panama is not Mr. Panama.
Well, that's true. So. It was a woman. She had, I think, as far as I can tell, there was nothing in the story about it not being a woman. So that's a good thing. She got a little embarrassed last night, though. Oops. And the guy said, I'm sorry. It's loud in here. Oh, boy. All right. Coming up, Mary Vogt's going to join us. She's with the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk more about the Trump Department filing, Justice Department filing charges about Antifa. And the question is, why did it take so long? It's all coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.